KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
Good morning, and welcome to Sonoma, California. My name is Harry Blum, and you're listening to Our Timeless Secrets, and I'd like to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Yay, Harry! We are here in Sonoma, and oh boy, once again, looking out of the studio into this amazingly beautiful day. Oh boy, are we blessed.
It's the longest day of the year, and we just had the good fortune to talk to Helen, our niece from Germany. Oh, it felt so special. But it's so amazing. Today, it sounded like she was right next door.
Yes.
It really was special.
Yes. It helps to have a new phone, too. I think that beautiful new phone that you just purchased for me is...
It didn't hurt, did it? All right. Well, you're in the new real world. You got a smartphone.
Yeah. And it's the first time I think we got through a conversation without me having to have her repeat what she said.
Yes. It's... I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We're
the
so
wonders.
Blessed. We are so blessed.
We are. And, you know, speaking of communication, you know, I rely on my powerful angels for a lot of things. And one of the things is working in spirit, from spirit, even when it regards doing this show. And things happen that amaze me. I have no idea for days as to what the... what secret is going to reveal itself on the day of the show. And I'm wondering to myself, okay, when are you going to show me something? Well, it turned out that, you know, a few communications with my dear friend Cheryl and whatever else, it seemed that music was coming through as far as the title of the show. But what we were going to do with music was... Your guess is as good as mine. So, anyway, last night about 9 o'clock, it finally kicked in that, this entire show is going to be about music, but it's going to be every spoken word and every written word and the pieces of music that we will play has had an impact on either my life or Harry's life or both our lives or... Particularly my lives, because, you know, my life. Well, you notice I put an S on that.
multiple lives.
Yes.
Well, the unique thing is usually you talk about a subject,
yes,
and then and attach the appropriate song. This time we've turned the tables completely, and I am going to pick the song randomly, and then ask you how you're in effect of it.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be fun. We'll have some good time.
Yeah, we will. And, you know, it takes me back to a time when I was doing my cabaret work. And I'd be working a room, and I'd have a regular audience coming in, a lot of people were return people. And although I worked very hard to put the sets together and to have some good flow of energy in my cabaret acts, I just, interesting.
There we go. Now it's gone.
Well, the spirits are working overtime here.
That was weird.
But anyway, as I was writing, would write my songs, I mean my shows, or the acts of each show, I usually did three each night, and I would get it with some flow and some light and shade, a little pathos, a little comedy, a little whatever, just to keep everybody involved. However, what would happen while I was performing, and perhaps maybe just as I was speaking to the audience, I'd noticed somebody enter the room who was, you know, a regular. And I knew in the back of my mind that their favorite song was whatever. And I would think about that song. And sure enough, behind me, I'd hear my accompanist, as I wound down my talk, playing the intro to that particular song. Talk about communication. It was pretty good. But the willingness just to shift out of that rigid, you know, I've got my show set. No, I never did that. I always managed to. And I think it's what helped garner a nice audience and made everybody feel included, you know. And that's a good memory about
music. Well,
that's
who you are.
Yeah.
I've watched you stand in front of a church back in Lewis, Delaware, and people just totally get you. I mean, they just get you right away. And you do invoke you embrace the entire audience immediately, and that's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Yes, it is, Mark.
It's fun. Well, the last time when I spoke there, I think I was speaking, but I also had some music involved in the thing, and I had asked the organist if she would be willing to just stay at the organ throughout my, I think it was a 25-minute piece that I had there, and would she be willing to do that? And she did, and I had everything written out that I was going to talk about, at least, you know, bullets written out. But the idea of standing behind a podium didn't appeal to me at all. So I just, in front of everybody, ripped up the sheets, at which point I saw the organist. Her eyes kind of opened wide. She looked at me like, do you really need me now? And yeah, of course I did. But I just threw away the notes, and we went in for it. And it was so much fun. Just let it flow, but also allow the music to flow. So
Without further ado,
what is my first song? Are you going to tell me, or are you just going to play it?
Play it.
All the time I thought there's only me, crazy in a way that no one else could be. I would have given everything I own if someone would have said, you're not alone. All the time I thought that I was wrong, wanting to be me but needing to belong. If I had just believed in all I had, if someone would have said, you're not so bad. All the time, all the wasted time, all the years waiting for a sign. Thought there's only me, crazy in a way that no one else could be. I can't believe that you were somewhere too, thinking all the time there's only you. All the time, all the wasted time, all the waiting for a sign to think I had it all. To think I had it all. To think I had it all. All the time.
Wanting to be me, but needing to be
me. I had it all the time.
All the wasted time. Yes, well, yes, that's a very powerful song. And I just, that takes me back to an amazing journey that brought me to so many of the understandings that have steadied me into this now purposeful way of living. And I would say that that song has come up many times. And in fact, I used this song in some of my trainings when people suddenly realized that the power that they were hoping to have, that they were trying to emulate from other people, was inside them all the time. And that is what I first discovered. When I first discovered that the power was in me, there is a tendency to say, oh my goodness, am I wasted all this time looking out there for my joy, looking out there for my excitement, looking out there for my adventure. It was all inside me all the time. And also recognizing when I met significant people as yourself, Mr. Blum.
What?
Yes. All the wasted time. When you think about the...
You still got a tip. Even if you talk nice, you still have to pay the tip.
Yeah, I still had to give you a rather nice tip, and I expected to hear from you later that day. But anyway, there is that feeling. There is that time during that sort of, oh my goodness, I feel so alone in the sea of happenings and don't know which way I'm supposed to be going, where am I going? And you feel at that moment quite alone. And there's just that wondering, you know, is it only me out here? Can anybody hear me? And when you realize that there is someone else impactful, like in a relationship like you and I have, that was out there feeling the same thing, probably at the very same time. But when we came into that part of our frequencies,
yeah,
connected, and I got to bring up that thing about frequencies again, there was just no, it wasn't even a question mark.
Yeah,
there was no question.
No. And if you want to learn more about frequencies, two shows back or three shows back, there's a show called Frequencies. So if you go to MauriBest.com and hit on the archive, three shows down, there's one called Frequency that'll bring you up to speed. It's really, really informative.
And so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks.
It really resonated with me.
This is the thing that Harry does, and Harry is the balance in this beautiful liaison that we have. Our love for one another goes way beyond a personal situation. This is everything, you know, everything we do, you know, we support one another, and that's what life is about. And so I love that. I'm glad that you chose that song as the very first one. And I'm sure that you've got something very...
I'm ready.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm ready.
That's going to come through now.
Okay. Let's see what happens next.
What have they done to you? What have they put you through? What could it be? Who could have treated you like this? Not that you need to say, it don't matter anyway. What matters now is that I'm here. No matter what it is, I'll love you back to life. And make you smile again. You'll sleep here in my arms until the nightmares end. They'll never hurt you now. You're safe Who could have more to give? Ask any less to live. Happy and smart, who shows their heart so easily? I'd take your pain, I would, if there's some way I could. All I can do is what you'd do if they'd done this to me. I'll love you back to life and make you strong again. We'll put up twice the fight. If things go wrong again, I'll give you back your dreams and fire that burned in you. I know how hard it seems, but wait until I'm through. I'll love you back to life. You'll have a year to laugh for every day you've cried, for every angry word and every wound you keep inside you. You can't give up on me, we haven't even tried. The worst is over now, we'll break this curse somehow. I'll love you back to life and make you proud again. Be anything you want, 'cause you're allowed again. Forget what should have been. Your time now, you'll see. I'll love you back to life and make you smile again. You'll sleep here in my arms until the nightmares end. They'll never hurt you now. You're safe as you can be. Just let the memory go. Just leave it all to me.
I love you back to life. What a perfect, perfect song. And just leave it up to me. So here's the deal. This song was around a long, long time ago when I was actually doing a coaching training in Fort Myers Beach, Florida. And this was a powerful training that allowed people to get that introspective, that look inside and recognize their gifts and to also take responsibility for where they were in their lives, where they are, where we are at each moment. We all need to be taking responsibility. And this was a moment in the training where I encouraged people to close their eyes and to summon up a picture of themselves and to recognize that this is where the journey began, was loving themselves back into life. And a significant moment in that training, I had encouraged a very, very dear friend of mine to be part of that training, because I knew there was something devastating that she was battling, and that devastation came about because of her daughter had been murdered, brutally murdered. And she had carried a lot of that pain and just stuffed a lot of that painful energy because she was trying to take care. She was the caretaker for her other sons and for her husband. And this was, I felt, her moment. And it was very, very emotional for her. She suddenly got that this was now time for her. And for me to have her there and to be able to witness the fact that she was garnering that strength and taking her and helping to elevate her into a place of coping, not feeling great or anything, but at least coping with that dreadful pain and recognizing, yes, that she could do it. So believe it or not, that through all the tears, there came a smile. When that recognition actually took hold, when she saw and she recognized that she had the power to love herself back into that living space that she needed to be in for herself. Now, I know that there's many other things that have happened for me beyond that. And when I met you, I have to say that that's what you made me feel like. You made me feel like you had stepped in and you had swept me up in your arms and you were loving me back into life, too.
Okay. Yeah? I mean, that's truthfully the way it transpired.
Yes.
It did.
Yes.
But and this song had a different kind of meaning for me because I had always been so hard on myself most of my life. I kind of went through life in a way that I felt like I had come into if you want to visualize it, like coming into a movie theater 15 minutes after the movie started and spend the rest of the movie trying to figure out how, you know, what happened. And I was constantly, I've been in a state of constantly pleasing others, but to the extent of my demise for me. And no matter what you do for someone else, if you're not authentic and real with yourself, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. And if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard. Mostly what I need from you. I can always find someone to say that sympathize. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone.
Honesty is such a lonely word. Oh, boy. And, you know, I feel like for so long I lived in a world of total delusion because I had been taught from the, you know, for as long as I knew words that it was important to be honest. And my parents always told me, if you do something wrong, you know, fess up, say honestly what you did, and you'll get in much less trouble. And so that was a very impactful statement to me because it proved itself.
And I have a totally different come from on the exact same work.
Yeah.
Honesty with me was living in integrity with myself,
yes,
more so than worrying about being honest,
yeah,
in the term of honest.
Yeah.
It was I who had to be with.
Right.
So it wasn't about helping, being authentic to them. It was being authentic to me.
Yeah.
That's where that song resonated with me.
Beautiful. I love that. Okay. Yay. See? That's,
yeah, but
the,
see,
that's
then
the
you and I
is.
Got to get married.
Yeah.
And then I went through an operation and we had some powerful spirits around us. And all kinds of things happened.
Yeah.
And you never knew what was going to happen next.
1, 2, 3. The night I left my body, I really had a ball. Tried to kiss my wife goodbye as I floated through the wall. I floated to the bakery, 814 eclairs. I wasn't worried about getting fat, 'cause my body wasn't there. I transcended every traffic jam, every angry driver's words. I made it all the way across town without once getting flipped the bird. I left behind all dogma, all earthly understanding. I left behind my own behind and the fear that it was expanding. Captured in tranquility, immersed in total bliss. I thought I'm not going back, I wanna always feel like this. But then I was startled out of my serenity by the voice of the big kahuna, and she was talking to me. She said, child, this blissful feeling of being one with God would be much more meaningful if you were back in your own body. But God, I said, this world of food and sex and movies, it's a trap. And how am I supposed to stay serene and all that stuff? She said, precious soul, oh precious one, here's what you need to do. Just find that sweet and peaceful place, it's me inside of you. If you go back, I promise I'll provide you a reminder to surrender your ego every day to something higher.
There you go. That's what it's been like living around Maury. When we went to, where did we go in Arizona?
Sedona. Yeah.
We met this amazing psychic, and the first thing he said is, I've never seen so many angels around one person looking at Maury. And him and Jethro and Maury have been a couple long, long friends. Since she's an amazing woman, and it's been an amazing journey.
Hey, wait a minute now. You're not going to get away with that, the night I left my body. Are you trying to say something? That, did you have an experience that you didn't even tell me about?
In Sedona. It was.
I'm talking about, because you were talking about being in the hospital. Was there some time that you left your body during that time?
It felt like it. Oh, man. I would have left my body when I had that kidney stone and the pain. Yeah. I have never felt pain like that. I said, doctor, you can do anything you want to me right now.
Yeah. That,
the night I left my body.
You prayed to leave your body, right?
You got that right.
I'm glad you didn't. But anyway, whatever, we got through it, and we've been through wonderful things since then that have certainly made up for it. And we know that And the one thing that I think is one of the governing points is knowing that wherever we are, it's perfect. We're it may not feel that great. There may be some things going on that don't feel so good. However, we know that there's perfection in all of this, and that if we just hold on, we will see what it's all about. So it's all about just letting it go and understanding that it's perfect.
I'll stand alone on some forgotten highway, traveled by me, remembered by few, looking for something that I can't believe in, looking for something that I'd like to do with my life. There's nothing behind me, nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is open. Right now it seems to be more than enough to just be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. Don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure. There's a spirit that guides me, a light that shines for me. My life is worth the living. I don't need to see the end. Sweet, sweet surrender. Something that I can believe in, looking for something that I'd like to do with my life. There's nothing behind me, nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is open. Right now seems to be more than enough to just be here today. Yes, and I don't know what the future is holding in store. Don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure where I've been. There's a spirit that guides me, life that shines for me. My life is worth the living. I don't.
Sweet surrender. Oh, yes. Wonderful. Thank you, John Denver. That was perfect. It's such a perfect song. And, oh, my goodness, I've heard it used in so many different ways. But what a perfect segue. Because, you know, the truth is we do need to surrender to life. We're so busy trying to control it and trying to control every moment that we miss so many of those moments. Don't you realize that? I mean, oh gosh, we've realized that, Rick, recently, haven't we?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, we're in the moment. That's it. That's what's going on.
And Harry, I must say, is my great reminder on that, because I'll say to him, how about if we do such and such on Friday? And he'll say, Mari, I'm in the moment.
That's where I want to be.
I love it. I love it. It's so perfect.
I got to be honest. It's all about honesty.
Yeah. And and so I think it's a perfect segue into a poem that I wrote a couple of years ago. And it's entitled The Next Step. The next step on my journey is a huge step. It is scary and daring to me. It's a step I have avoided, afraid what my image might be. And yet I know there's no doubt I must take it. No matter whatever I feel, I must trust in the guidance I'm given and know what I'm hearing is real. The reason I'm given this awesome task is so that others may learn what is true. They will resonate with every story, being shown what they get to do. They will see that I'm a believer. They'll know that this is my ultimate role as I share the course of my journey and I bear the truth of my soul. I've been given two angels who've been with me through night and through day, and even in times when I turn my back, neither of them turned away. Though there were times when I felt alone out on this pathway of life, Sophocles and Andante carried me gently through strife. The tears that I shed are for them, and those times when I turn my back, knowing full well they were there all the time, all I was choosing was lack. Now I've accepted that this is my gift, the gift that I share with the world. I came here so that I'd make a difference. I'll keep my flag forever unfurled. The flag that I wave is a grand flag. I wave it for all to be free. Free to love without any condition, trusting Sophocles and Dante and me. And you see, the minute that I trusted, you know what, I'm thrown back into a moment in my life when shortly after you asked me to marry me, I was thinking, oh my goodness, there must be a special song. There must be a special song that will sort of like be the epitome of of what I'm feeling right now. And I swear, it was moments after that that this song that Harry's going to play came through, and I was on my porch, and I had a CD player that played was it 50 CDs, and it was just on rotation. It popped in wherever it wanted to. And this song, I swear, I had never heard before. I didn't recognize it, but I knew it was a perfect song.
It is nothing to
I close my eyes and count again. Yes, I really could not believe, but I do remember we were living in this beautiful little cottage on a cliff in Annapolis, Maryland, and we had invited people over. I believe it was for the flyovers.
Yeah, for the Blue Angels.
Blue Angels, yes. And they flew right past my cottage, and it was such an incredible sight and quite a lot of noise too. So I had my CD player cranked up to maximum, blasting over the cliff with that song, and I was dancing around.
You couldn't hear the Blue Angels when they flew over.
Oh, boy. You will listen to my song.
And Cheryl was there. Oh, we had such a good time. It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everybody overlooking the water on the Severn. Oh, what an amazing place to live.
Yeah. And you see, that's...
I thought that was heaven, and now, yay. Look where we are, Sonoma.
Yes, ooh. Yes, yes. And you know, the good news is that we have our eyes open all the time. And if mine start to close, Harry will open them up and vice versa. And that's what we are here. We're here to do for our friends, for anybody that comes into our corner. Just a reminder that it's so important that we notice what's going on around us. Notice those thoughts that are going through our mind that are either elevating our mood or decreasing our joy. And it's important because this next song tells it all. Thank you, Anita O'Connor, for this. No one can be certain what the future will allow. No, exactly. We must remember we are here on Living on Borrowed Time. What a great and beautiful song that is. And, you know, I have always said to Harry that if anything ever happens to me, Harry, there is one song. Well, there are two things I'd like you to do. one is to play a little
more
video.
Dear. A to-do list.
Yeah, no. Even from the other side. Yeah.
Honey-do list.
What I would like you to do is to play the video. It's a 3-minute video of yours truly in a tutu called Fairy Snowdrop,
which is very funny.
is hysterical. And the other thing is to play a song entitled Gold. It is such a powerful song and sung by Linda Eder that it is the epitome of how I feel about my time here and making a difference in this world.
I feel exactly the same way, and it had the same effect on me.
Have touched the gold. Yes. Well, and that is my way of saying thank you to everybody, all the listeners, and to thank, most importantly, the people who are sponsoring our show: Sonoma Silver Company, Large Leather, Kiala Healing, and also, Harry, to thank you for believing in me and to standing behind me and being the best engineer anybody could ever want and the best husband
my
in the
joy.
World.
My pleasure, my joy. Thank you, Monica.
That was great.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Andante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Andante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I best, as in the very best, @gmail.com. Or on the web at maribest.com.
May you always walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune find your doorway.